Step number two, decide how to exploit the constraint. Getting most out of the constraining element without additional investment change the way you operate so that maximum financial benefit is achieved from constraining element. Constraining element should be fully utilized. Second to second. For example, oil shortage is there. Every drop is important because availability of the oil is a constraint. If market is the constraint, as soon as the order is coming, it should be processed immediately, material should be delivered immediately for that order because market is a constraint. About oil, I have said, in our day-to-day activity, water is a constraint, availability of water is a constraint. Every drop of water is important. When we say that rains is a constraint, every drop of water is important. We must not waste even one drop of water saying that anyway water is available everywhere. Really, we should not waste. Otherwise, one day will come where we don't have proper drinking water. Exploit the constraint. I will tell you one funny thing. During rainy season, don't allow one drop of water to flow away. Allow it to percolate. Arrest it and allow it to percolate. Or store it. Harvest, rainwater harvesting. Getting most out of the constraining element without additional investment change the way you operate so that maximum financial benefit is achieved from the constraining element. If availability of a competent person is a constraint, give him overtime, utilize him maximum. If possible, as per law, utilize him maximum. Help him. Give him additional help. See that that man is not having any problem. See that that man is never idle. Give him all the help. Achieve the best possible output from the constraint. Internal resource constraint can be readdressed by process quality improvement, re-engineering the workflow through the process or changing the product mix. All these calculations will come now. I will tell you in the next chapter all the calculations. Product mix. Change the product mix so that the machines are utilized properly. Rearrange the workflow. Change the sequence. Change the process itself. Process quality improvement. Change the machine. Address the utilization of the constraint. Exploiting the constraint, achieving the best possible output from the constraint. Removing limitations that constrain the flow. Flow is important. Understand, flow is important. Flow gets interrupted means your output is limited. Keep the constraint busy all the time. 24 hours, 7 days, 31 days of the month, second to second. Prevent spending constraint time on things that will be just sent to warehouse. Constraint is producing some parts and they are going to warehouse. That should not happen. Parts produced by constraint must continuously flow so that they are assembled on the same day and they are packed and forwarded to the customer immediately. Constraint should not produce anything which goes to store because constraint by itself has a limited capacity. improve utilization efficiency to maximum in the constraint. What is efficiency? Output hours are equal to input hours, that is 100% efficiency. What are output hours? Quantity into standard time. What are input hours? 7.5 hours in a shift. Why 7.5? If the shift is of 8 hours, half an hour lunch time, that is 7.5. So working time, worked hours are 7.5 hours, and output hours are also 7.5 hours, that is 100% efficiency. If the 100% efficiency, the operator is supposed to make 1250 parts, ask him to make more. He can make 1500 parts by saving on their personal time and so on. They are able to do it. Make more efficiency. If the operator goes for lunch, ask somebody to stand on the machine and cover up the production. Don't waste even 1 second of the machine time. Okay, man time, the person goes to the toilet, some other person works on the machine. If the person goes to lunch, some other worker works on the machine. Machine time is never wasted. That is called as improve utilization and efficiency to maximum in the constraint. Two steps are over. Identify the constraint, exploit the constraint. Now, subordinate everything else to the above decision. Leave everything. Very funny thing. Nobody will tell like this, but we are telling in TOC. Subordinate everything else to the above decision, treating the constraint as a king. Constraint. Everybody in the organization focuses on the constraint, that the constraint is never idle. It should not happen that there are no parts, so the constraint machine is idling. It should not happen that the operator is idling because operator has gone on half day leave and other operator is not there. Some other people next to the constraint are idling. That should not happen. Everything should be subordinated to that constraint. Avoiding the constraint waiting for work. Making sure that constraint is busy all the time. Helping the constraint to be faster by some means. If the constraint machine is an automatic machine and the cycle time is 8 seconds, find out whether the machine can run at 7.5 seconds faster without creating quality problem, without creating any other machine problem. Find out whether machine can run at 7.5 seconds per part. Offloading work from the constraint. For example, on constraint we are making one operation called internal grinding. Okay, we know that constraint is not able to make more than 25,000 parts. Find out whether same internal grinding operation with the same quality is being, can it be done by any contractor or subcontractor or outsider or a supplier. Offload it. Because if we are able to break this constraint, straightway the output throughput will increase straightway. It's a time proven fact which we have experienced also. Just break the constraint and your performance will go up. You don't have to do anything on other machines. Believe me, don't have to do anything on other machines. Just exploit the constraint and your production will go up. So offload the parts, offload the work from that constraint. But there should not be any reduction in quality, etc. Even if the subcontractor is asking little more money, give it. For example, the calculated price is 10, and the supplier is asking 20 rupees, give it to him. Don't bother about the cost. You are breaking the constraint, and that will improve your throughput. Don't worry that supplier is asking 20 rupees, my cost is 10 rupees, so I will not give to him. Don't worry about it. Cost is not important. In this case, throughput is important. I am making my point very clear. Don't worry about the cost. Supplier is even asking 20 rupees, give it to him. Why? Because you are breaking the constraint, and breaking the constraint is the point. Offloading cost is not the point. And this we are going to discuss. I am going to make some calculations in the next chapters. I will prove it to you that offloading, even if you give more money, still it is profitable to the company. Because cost concept is not important, throughput concept is important. Linking the output of other operations to suit the constraint. Make all other operations such that constraint is benefited. Ensuring smooth workflow into the constraint. Flow, like I have said, focus, focus and focus, like that I am making again, flow in capital letters, flow. Ensuring smooth flow into the constraint. Underline, smooth flow in the constraint is most important, and avoiding unnecessary buildup of WIP inventory everywhere. Need to upgrade a few non-constraints, and for facilitating the work to the constraint, it is possible to elevate, upgrade a few non-constrained machines. That means the machines which are having higher capacity, okay, maybe we have to also utilize them more or also upgrade them just to facilitate the work of the constraint. Important is constraint. Subordinate everything else. Everything else. For example, I said offloading is costlier, still do it. Don't bother about any other policies. For example, for breaking the constraint, I have to import some tools. Do it. Don't bother about the cost. Today, breaking the constraint is important. At any cost, breaking the constraint. Throughput. If throughput improves, your net profit improves. That is a special thing what TOC tells you. If throughput improves, your profit improves, not by cutting the cost everywhere. So, need to upgrade a few non-constraints. When a specific work center is a constraint, any materials needed by the particular work center should be released precisely at the required time. And that is what we are going to discuss in the next chapters, buffer. That we will come and we will discuss in detail. Materials needed by the particular work center should be released precisely at the required time, not early, not late. Because if you release them early, there will be pile up. If you release late, there will be shortage. When a specific work center is a constraint, any materials needed by the particular work center should be released precisely at the required time. For example, if the buffer time is 8 hours and I have to start the constraint machine at, let us say, 8 o'clock, the material should be released 8 hours before 8 o'clock, that means 12 o'clock. That is the concept. If market demand is the constraint, for example, you don't have enough orders, any order coming in should trigger the material release. The order has come, material should be released. It is possible that after completing this step, the system constraint might be broken, and that is what we are all aiming at. then output of the system will take a jump. Believe me, we have experienced it. Once we break the constraint, the output of the system will improve immediately, if not in weeks, in months. Sometimes it will immediately improve. Then some other part of the system might become a bottleneck. Understand this. The work doesn't stop there. Then we should go back to the first step. Step 4. Three important steps are over, and now we are moving to the step 4. Evaluate various alternatives to elevate the system. If by taking three steps you are not able to break the constraint, move to the step 4. Evaluate various alternatives to elevate the system. When the second and third steps are complete, we still have a constraint. It is possible. By taking first step, second step, and third step, the constraint has not yet been broken. It can happen. We have to move to the fourth step. This is the step in which we have to add physical capacity. For example, if there are 13 machines, add one more and make it 14, or two more and make it 15. For that, we have to spend money, you have to invest money. Elevate means to increase capacity, lift restrictions. If the constraint is market demand, elevation means investing in advertisement. Elevate. Make more advertisement, TV advertisements, personal propaganda, new product introduction to boost sales. Sales have to go up. For example, Colgate, if they find that there is no improvement in sales, they will bring new product. Like that, paste including salt, some new thing they will bring, so that the sales will boost up. Or make more advertisement, find out how the market share will go up, because market is the constraint. Maybe marketing people have to all the way go to the market, physically stand there and find out what is the problem, because market is the constraint, market demand is the constraint. We have to elevate the constraint, because first three steps could not give us success. Then we have to elevate the constraint. We have to invest some money in new machines, advertisement, new product introduction, and so on. The fourth step is where we have to spend money to earn money. Elevate the constraint by evaluating various alternatives. Evaluate various alternatives to elevate the system. Increase the capacity of the constraint by doing overtime, hiring more staff, reduce setup time for the constraint. There is no use in reducing setup time for non-constraint machines. Reduce the setup time for constraint machine. Invest in process improvements for the constraint. Find out whether that constraints can make some more production by adding some system there, additional system there, some attachment there. Suppose we are able to make more production, find out. Buy more capacity, outsourcing the constraint work. Find out whether anybody else can do that work, so that the constraint will be broken. Redesign the process. Eliminate need of the process find out whether that process itself can be eliminated. Find out if anything can be done to break that constraint by putting some other process, by helping that constraint by some other process. For example, a lathe with grinding attachment, if it can do some grinding work, find out. Resequence, for example, if you are able to change the sequence, that breaks the constraint, possible. Then checking quality before the constraint, for example, constraint doesn't produce scrap and repair. Check the quality before the constraint so that constraint doesn't produce any defects because of that earlier quality. Use things like pokayoke so that wrong parts will not go to the constraint at all. Spend more money to make more money, and that is the beauty of this step number 4. Spend more money to make more money, because at any cost we have to break the constraint. Once you break the constraint, the performance has to improve, and that is the beauty of this theory of constraints. Subordinate everything, elevate the constraint. Once you break the constraint, your performance has to improve, and go on breaking the constraints one by one, one by one. No limit to your progress. Sky is the limit. Very simple to speak, but it is really that time proven principle, that you break the constraint, first of all find out the constraint, exploit the constraint, subordinate everything to the constraint, elevate the constraint, you will definitely improve your performance. Once you break the constraint, go back to step 1. Go back to step 1. Once the constraint is broken, the performance of the company will rise. Will rise. And we have experienced this. We are not talking in air. We have experienced this, that the performance of the company will rise, but will be constrained by something else again. Find out what is that next constraint. The performance of the entire company will be restricted by something else. The constraint has moved. Constraint was here, now it has moved here. Definitely the performance of the company has improved by 5%, but now the next constraint is some other machine, some other process, go there. It is important to know that sometimes the constraint is not as a result of intentional actions, but as a result of change in the environment. Environment has changed, the constraint has moved. Take some action on that also. Management of the constraint. Identify the constraint. If you are suffering from efficiency syndrome, you may find that the constraint moves from one place to another every now and then. Because efficiency is never constant. So, if the operators make production, then that is the constraint. Otherwise, it will move to some other place where the efficiency is low. If the constraint is at the same place, always 3 shifts, 7 days, it would mean that other parts of the business are taking actions to support maximizing its performance. Hence, subordination is successful. When can we say subordination is successful? When the constraint doesn't move. If constraint moves, today this is the constraint, tomorrow that is the constraint, day after tomorrow that is the constraint, that means that we are not subordinating to the constraint. The efficiencies are fluctuating. So sometimes this is the constraint, sometimes that is the constraint. That clearly says that you are not managing the constraint properly. Subordination is not successful. If the constraint is at the same place, like I was telling, UVA machines were the constraint. This constraint was never moving because other machines were always making production. It never happened that sometimes some other machines did not make production, so that was the constraint. It never happened. It was always this machine only. That showed that our subordination was successful. If the constraint is moving from one place to another, it shows that we are suffering from efficiency syndrome. Efficiencies are fluctuating. Time management. A lot of time is spent by management in handling emergencies. I said expediters are spending maximum time in that connecting rod line. Lot of time is spent by management in handling emergencies in various departments, frequently chasing. Managers are doing a job of chaser. You are managing your constraint well if you have few fires to fight. If you have to fight many fires in a day, sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes there, sometimes there, only firefighting goes on, that shows that the time management is very poor. Efficiencies are very poor. You are managing your constraint well if you have few fires to fight. You are managing your constraint well if employees have good control over their time and are in a position to spend the time the way it is planned. If employees are also struggling with their time, it shows that your time management is poor. You are managing your constraint well. Owners don't have to look into everything and they can afford to take a vacation. Very important thing, managing director wants to go on a vacation. He is not able to go because every day there is firefighting. He is not able to go on a vacation. There was a story of two directors, and one director went on a vacation. Other director also went on a vacation because the top management sent them on the vacation. One man managed it so well that he did not get any phone calls, but another man, every day he was getting phone calls. People were asking him, what to do, sir, this is a problem, that is a problem, that is a problem, that is a problem. So the man was getting every day phone calls. This another man never got a phone call for 15 days. The top management concluded that the man who did not get any phone calls had managed the constraints very well, and then that man was promoted to the next position. That is the story. You are managing your constraint well. Owners don't have to look into everything and they can afford to take a vacation. That shows that constraints are getting managed. Time management is excellent. Customer service level. One immediate benefit of managing the constraint well is that the delivery start going on time. Very good delivery performance. Employees seem to be busy and not rushed. Okay, they are busy, but they are not rushed. They are not under tension. That shows that your constraint is well managed. Utilization, constraint utilization should be high. That means the machine is never idle, constraint machine is never idle. Non-constraint utilization should not be high. That also shows that constraint is at one place. Is the constraint running during morning, lunch and afternoon break? Is the machine running every time, in every break, in every lunch time, every Sunday, every paid holiday? It should. Installation of process of ongoing improvement that controls the location of the constraint. Inventories, review of the inventory levels. Are inventories low? Do you rarely run out of the stock but come close to it? It should not happen. Buffer management. We are going to come to that. Buffer management. Cash flow. Evaluation of cash flow levels. Is cash flow excellent? These are some of the important points. As I have said earlier, cash flow is important for day-to-day survival. Inventory should be low, but there should not be any stock out. Machine should not idle. inventory should be low, but the buffer should be so good that the constraint machine should never idle. Improvement, installation of process of ongoing improvement, what is called POOGI, POOGI. Process of ongoing improvement should be there that controls the location of constraint. So I summarize this chapter. 5 focusing points of the TOC are: identify the constraint, like we identified in our case the UVA grinding machine as a constraint which never moved from one place to another. That machine was well identified as the constraint. We exploited that constraint by running 24 hours, 7 days, 12 months by putting the people, competent people, by taking care that the machine never idles. We subordinated everything to that constraint. Nobody neglected that machine. Everybody saw to it that the machine runs 24 hours. We elevated the constraint by buying 2 more machines. And once you break the constraint, you have to go to the step number 1 to find out the new constraint. The 5 focusing steps constitute a valid approach to effectively manage business systems. Thank you.